greet you in that name that is above every other name, at the name of Jesus. Every knee bows, every tongue confesses He indeed is Lord. I greet you amidst all the changes that take place in the earth right now. I greet you amidst all that is transpiring as we continue to transition from darkness to light and from the power of Satan unto God. And also I greet you in the midst of worlders doing what they do. Now, how now do you and I live in such a time as this? How now do we respond at a time where things will continue to ramp up, things will continue to escalate, as lies are brought to the surface, as deception is brought to the light, as things that are done in darkness are shouted from the rooftops, and as everything begins to come unraveled, as we continue to move through this end of an age, this end of what we have seen. You know that a lot of what we're seeing right now is transitions, and we're seeing things continue to transition from what we've known for our entire lifetimes, for those that have been living and experiencing all of this up until now. We're seeing a transition. Now, how do we live amidst the transition? All right, I'll give you a few things. One is commit yourself unto truth, not to your opinion, but to truth. See, here's the thing. Jesus Christ is truth. He said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. John 14, verse 6. In fact, let me read you that one. And I'm pretty sure it said that exactly the same way it says here, but let me take you a little bit more into context. Thomas said, chapter 14, verse 5 in John, Thomas said unto him, Lord, we know not whether thou goest, and how can we know the way? And Jesus said unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. If ye had known me, ye should have known my Father also, and have henceforth ye know him and have seen him. All right. So, Jesus speaking to Philip, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father but by me. So, how now do you live in such a time as this? Because we are sojourners in this life. We are pilgrims in this world. We are traveling through in our time here. This world in its current state is a transition. And this life in its current state is not our permanent resting place. So it makes no sense to try to make your to put your stakes down here, because this is where, because you're not building the rest of your existence here. You're transitioning through here, so you should relate to it as such. But how now do you live? Well, one thing is commit yourself to truth. See, when you commit yourself to truth, then the truth will always be true. And if you find out in some place that you were off track, or if you find out in some place that you had been misled, or you had believed something that, for whatever reason, because you grew up in a particular way, you have a particular cultural background, you heard it from a trusted source, whatever it is, and then later on you come to find out that that wasn't in line with truth, then all you do is you adjust to truth. See, truth will always be true. That's why it is the bedrock. That's why Jesus Christ is the chief cornerstone. Because the truth doesn't change. It is an absolute. So, one way that we live in our time in the earth is that commitment to truth. And whenever we find that we are off, we realign. And what's beautiful about that, too, is that when something is not in line with truth, it starts to just become very obvious. Because when you have a heart for truth, you start to sense the lie more and more and more. See, deceivers continue to go on deceiving one another because they don't have a heart for truth. So when they have a heart for a lie or a heart for convenience, a lot of people go the way of convenience. So they will bend and they will flex in particular ways because when things are convenient to them, expedient for their particular agenda and their particular goals in the world, they'll go that way. But when that does is that that also blinds their ability to know truth. You have to have a heart for truth and to move in that direction consistently. And in that is also part of the way. That is also part of the path of life. And without a commitment to truth, you won't know life and you won't know the way. You will be taken off in these tangents one way or the other, and it is going to be a miserable end for you. You know, it's sad to see somebody get what they want and find out that in the end, that thing that they were after, that they really, in the end, really didn't want it once they get it. And people sell and compromise themselves thinking they want something, but when they have it, it's only just sorrow and misery and a complete lie and a deception. The only one that grants peace is Christ Jesus. The only one, He's the Prince of Peace. You're not going to get it anywhere else. And peace comes within. And when you have that peace within, you can be in the middle of the worst possible situation, but inside you can have peace. You can have a sea of glass amidst external hostilities when you have the truth and Christ Jesus. So commit yourself to truth and stand in that. See, here's the thing. When you live in truth, you can put your shoulders back. You can stand in that. Because you don't have to defend anything now. You're just aligned with truth, and truth will defend itself. Truth will stand when everything else falls. The wise man builds his house upon the rock. Christ Jesus is that rock. Christ Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. So the wise man builds his house on truth. And when the storms of life come and go, everything else falls down around, but that foundation is solid, and you will come through the other side of whatever takes place when you are built on truth. That which is built on the lie falls, collapses, falls apart. Why? Because it's built on a lie. There's no foundation there. Nothing that will last. So, you know, it's just part of the reality. So, you know, obviously all of us have our own histories, our own backgrounds, but today, at this moment, today is the day of salvation. So whatever the past may be, commit your heart and yourself and your life to truth and to Christ and to His way, His plan, His life. And in doing so, you're going to find liberty. You're going to find that way that you need to be able to walk through in a time of turbulence, in a time where the storm is coming, has already begun. And that is going to be something that shines bright because people need to see that in you. They need to see Christ in you, the hope of glory. Christ in you, that way through this storm. A lot of people's hearts will fail them, increasingly so, as they see things coming upon the earth. But when you walk in truth and you walk in that life, that is going to make a difference. Okay, so that's one. Two, how now do you live? Well, part of it is also going to be the manifestation of the gifts and the calling and the passion that God has put in you. As you align yourself with Him and He leads and guides you, you're going to also see fulfillment in your time in the earth. See, so this is our, I guess if you want to do points, this is point number two. So first was align your life with truth. Second one is when you are now in connection with Him to allow the gifts, talents, skills that God has put in you to be manifest the way that He intends for them. See, God put different skills in each of us. And, you know, some of us have a skill for art and music, and somebody else may have a skill to be a speaker. Someone else may be a gifted writer. Somebody else may just have a great just ability to connect with other people and just to speak into their own lives. So it can be anything. But God will have put that in you. And when those gifts and those passions that are in your heart are put before Him, and you are connected to Him, and you are in I Am, you are in that present, and you are in and you're walking in that moment, as you walk out and you allow those gifts to be manifest through you, that is going to make an impact in the world around you, and you are going to find fulfillment in the exercising of your gifts. See, right now, even for myself, I look and see how certain things that God's having me engage in right now, how even though in the natural they may be challenging, there is an incredible fulfillment that comes by doing God's will and by exercising the gifts that God has put in me as He quickens me by His Spirit. The beautiful thing too is when you are a follower of Christ and you are connected to Him, when you exercise those gifts that are in you as the Spirit leads you, that manifestation will be laced with the Spirit of God. And when that happens, amazing things happen. Your words carry power. Your actions carry impact. The art you do just cuts through. Just your presence makes a difference. You know, with the worlders, and I've heard my buddy Zeph a little while back talking about just music produced by the Babylonian system, and how you can in that system, when people put things together, and they can and how there's just something extra on that music that attracts, that pulls, that draws people from that system, from that side, because there's an energy connected with being part of that system that helps put people over the top in their system. And when somebody else tries to repeat the same exact steps in the natural, but without that energy, without that no other word for it, demonic energizing behind that and power infused into that, without that, even though somebody goes through the same steps in the natural, they just won't sound the same. It just won't be the same. So that's kind of the way that things work on the worlder's side. And in order for people to get that little extra push, they've got to be part of that. But that's still the counterfeit of the original. The original is you walk with Christ Jesus, and His Spirit flows through you. And in the things that you do, the power of the Holy Spirit of the living God flowing through you makes a difference like the world cannot believe. That's when you get Moses walking in to Egypt with just a stick in his hand, just a rod in his hand, and the power of God flowing through him and him walking out with all of the Israelite slaves liberated and set free. Power of God flowing through. That's when you see Gideon doing what he does, just 300 other men and some lamps. That's it. And they're able to just stand in the presence and do what God tells them to do, and they're able to see the destruction of the enemy right in front of them. And all of those armies, 300 soldiers, that's all he needed. When you walk with the living God, and He empowers and quickens the works of your hands, incredible things happen. Things change. But you can't dance with the world. You know, we're in the world, but we're not of the world. So, yeah, let's go to point number three. Okay, so align your life with truth. You know, let the gifts and the calling of God quicken you, and what it is that you have in you, and just do what you have in you as He would direct you, and watch how He empowers by His Spirit. And third one is, always remember, you are in the world, but but not of the world. See, we're here on assignment, and this is something too that you got to keep in mind, that because how now do we live? Well, you have to recognize we're in the world, but we're not of the world. And part of what that means is that means that we are going to be side by side. As the wheat and the tares grow together, there are going to be people that are around you that no matter what you do to try to help and to try to be a blessing and to try to encourage and to try to just do good, there is going to be something in them that despises your very existence. It despises the very person that you are just because you are light, you are salt, you are truth because of who you're aligned with, because of who you truly serve. And something is going to grate in them, and they are going to respond negatively to you. Now, I've had several of these over the last few weeks where people that, you know, you bless and you help, and you invite them into your home, and you take care of them, and you do things. You only are a blessing to their lives. And yet they respond with, you know, just different things. Disrespect, slander, sabotage, whatever. Why? Because there's something in them. Something in them that is chewing and gnawing away at them. And your existence as a true son and a true daughter of the living God just grates at them. And they can't even say it to your face, so they do things behind the back. That's not going to go away, brothers and sisters. So just recognize it. Recognize that that's there, but you be true. You be true to that which is real. The other thing is, too, is you don't have to put up with foolishness. If someone is, listen, if somebody is not on that same track, if they are not committed to truth, let the dead bury the dead. What are you doing? Let the dead bury the dead. You go and do the works of God. You go and be true to that which God has put there for you. You go on and you carry on with that which is real. Why are you wasting time with that which is dead, that which is rejected by God? You know, let me take you to a quick verse here. 1 Samuel. Let's see. First Samuel chapter 16, verse 1 said, "And the Lord said unto Samuel, How long wilt thou mourn for Saul, seeing I have rejected him from reigning over Israel? Fill thine horn with oil, and go, I will send thee to Jesse and the Bethlehemite, for I have provided me a king among his sons." Okay, so how long are you going to weep for Samuel? God talking to Samuel. How long are you going to weep for Saul when God was talking to Samuel? Basically, how long are you going to cry about something I'm through with? How long are you going to weep and cry and mourn and just hope and wish for something that God is through with, that God has rejected, that God is done with? There are so many things that God is done with. Now, we can just fill up our lives with trying to resurrect dead things and dead works and rejected structures and rejected people. Or you can carry on and you can go, you can fill your horn with oil and you can go into the house of Jesse in the Bethlehemite because God has provided a king for among his sons. You can basically get on with what God is doing. You can get on with what God is doing. You can get on with it. You don't have to stay there trying to resurrect something. You know what? Part of living the abundant life is carrying on with what God has for you. There's a lot of things in this life that are windows and transitions, and you cannot control other people's decisions and other people's hearts. You can't, so why are you trying to? You're not responsible for other people's will and decisions. They make their own choice before God. They make a choice if they're going to serve Him or not. They make a choice if they're going to follow Him or not. They make a choice if they're going to receive truth or not. But you weeping and crying and mourning over somebody that has rejected truth or an institution that has rejected truth is a waste of your time. It's a waste of your energy. It's a waste of your tears. At this point, get up and move on. Because there is a work that God has for you to do. And you are not going to do that if you fill your life up with trying to resurrect dead things and rejected things. For anybody that still has a heart for truth in those places, let them seek you out. But be on your guard, because too, not everybody that comes to you with the smile and wanting to assist is your friend. So you got to always remember that. You're in a war while you're here in this life. You are in enemy territory. You're behind enemy lines. So realize that. But listen, as long as you have certain things filling up your life, other things that God intends for you cannot happen, cannot be there. You know, God spoke to me a couple years back. I was living overseas, and He started talking to me about the need to transition, the need to move. Now, I had, in the eyes of the world, I would have had a pretty good life in the place that I was at right then, at that time. But you got to keep in step with what God is doing. And my life was very, very full. And as soon as I began to empty out certain things and continue to follow on with God, now my life has a whole different set of things in there. And I'm blessed. I'm blessed to be able to do what I'm doing right now. But you got to be willing to transition. So instead of trying to resurrect dead things, move on. There's a lot of stuff in this world that has rejected life and rejected truth and rejected God. Let the dead bury the dead and you go on with Jesus. You go on with Jesus. And no more being a battery for these dead things. Cut them off. Because you know what? The only reason some of those things are still on life support is because they're draining life from you. Some of those things just need to die. And the only way they're going to die is you need to stop supporting that which God has rejected. Each man works out his own salvation in fear and trembling. You cannot do it for somebody else. And the times when you've tried to do it for somebody else, you've just put yourself in the way of that person's own growth and development, and you have actually stopped others from experiencing what God has for them because you've tried to block for them thinking you're doing a good thing, but the end result is that you've been bludgeoned and that person's not grown and the whole thing's been stagnant. You know for yourself what God is speaking to your own heart. Get on with it. Get on with what God has for you. Realize the naysayers will be there. Realize that the workers of the enemy will be sent. Realize the demonic powers and all those things will be out there. But always remember the word and the truth. No weapon formed against you shall prosper. Nothing that the enemy does or has in his arsenal is more powerful than that which we have in Christ Jesus. The entire host of heaven is on our side. The living God is with us. In Jesus' name, every knee bows, every tongue confesses. There is life and truth in us. We have the light of life flowing through us. In Jesus' name, we carry on and we do what God has for us to do. What are you afraid of? What are you scared of? You know the battle is for your mind. We've already talked about this. You know the battle is for your mind. So when you know that the battle is for your mind, why are you giving leeway to those that are workers of the enemy? Why are you letting them control your thought process? Let this mind be in you that was also in Christ Jesus. That's the mind you need. That's the mind that will enable you to understand things from His perspective. There is, and this is your moment to be in the earth. Right now. This is when God wanted you here. Right now. This is when we agreed to come here, was right now. Because the world needs people like you that know truth. They need to know there's another way. They need to know that there are people that stand for that which is real. They need you to shine bright in the darkness of what's going on right now. Because that, my friends, is going to be part of their own experience of coming to the living God. They need to know that Jesus is the gate. Jesus is the doorway. Jesus is the way off the wheel, out of the matrix, out of the prison of this world. He is the door. There is no other way out. And as you stand and you shine bright in Jesus' name, that makes the difference. Also, how else? You gotta relax. You gotta relax. Put your shoulders back. Know that God is in control. Don't worry about tomorrow, for sufficient for the day is the evil thereof. God will show you. If you have stress about something, bring it before the Lord. If you are worried or perplexed about something, bring it before God. If you have a question or concern or an issue, bring it before your Heavenly Father and know that He's in control. Ask Him for direction. Ask Him for assistance. Ask Him to lead you. You are His representative in the earth. You are one with His Spirit. He will show you. But relax. A relaxed attitude lengthens life. It is better than any supplement you can ever take. It is better than any energy drink you can ever drink. It is better than anything the world has to offer. God's given you His Word to quicken you in this life. You have the Scriptures like an owner's manual for your life. Just go to them when you need to. And God will direct you, and He'll lead and guide you, and He'll show you things that will help you and bless you, and help you to keep going on the path that He has for you. Trust Him. Know that He's in control. Know that there are those out there in the world that love you, that pray for you, that want to see you finish your journey strong. And with that, we love you. God bless you. Drop us an email, faithmix@gmail.com. Say hi. We always love to hear from you guys. And don't worry. Don't worry about anything. God is in control. You do what God has for you to do. Trust Him. It's all good in Christ Jesus. All right. Hey, we love you. Keep on keeping on. Drop us an email. And we will talk to you sometime soon. All right. Back then. Bye.